We are learning Masechtas Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph on Beis, and we're starting four lines from the top. Amar Rav Huna, Nichnas to Beis HaKnesses, and what's a tzibur shemespalim? He walked into the Beis HaKnesses. He walked in late. He didn't daven yet. He walked in late. He walked in late by Mincha. He walked in late by Shacharis, and they're already davening Shemini Esrei. Im Yochel LaHaschev LiGmar Atchad Lo Yigi Hashatz LaMoidim. If he could read, he could start davening Shemini Esrei and finish before the shatz reaches Moedim, Yispalel, he should daven. V'lav, al Yispalel. But if not, if he'll be davening Shemini Esrei while the shatz is in the middle of Moedim, he should not start davening. He should wait till after Chodesh Shatz and daven then. And Meshum Levi adds on even more. Meshum Levi Amar, Yochel LaHaschev LiGmar Atchad Lo Yigi Hashatz LaKedusha Yispalel. Only if he could daven and finish before Kedusha should he start davening. Malav al yispal. If not, do not start davening and just wait till after Kedusha and after Moedim and then start davening. So what's the machlokes? First Mandiyama sounds like all you need is Moedim, but by Kedusha you could be davening. The second Mandiyama says, no, you have to finish before Kedusha. But my comment, what's the biyar machlokes? Marsov, what Mandiyama holds, Yochid oime Kedusha. One man the Yama holds that every Yochid, this man the Yama held, that every Yochid says Kedusha. When he says, you know, Mechaya Mesim, he says the whole Kedusha. Even not with the Tzibur. He could say Kedusha. Yochid could say Kedusha. Rashi, incidentally, in Mefarish, that it means you're in a Tzibur. Well, my son, Turi Evan says that's a mistake in Rashi. So one man the Yama holds that Yochid is a Kedusha. Therefore, by him, he could just dive and make sure he's by Moedim. And why by Moedim does he have to be not diving Shemesh, right? So the reason is because if the Gantz Kahal says Moedim, vows down for Moedim, and he's not going to do that, it's going to, everyone's saying Moedim, he's not going to say Moedim, it looks like he's being Kaifer Misha Chavera of Mishtachavim, it's Lashon Rashi. So therefore, he has to be the Moedim. But Kedusha is going to say Kedusha. But Masav, Ein Yochid Oime Kedusha. A Yochid can't say Kedusha, so therefore he's going to miss Kedusha. V'cheinam Arvada Bahava, Menayin Shein Yochid Oime Kedusha, how do you know a Yochid cannot say Kedusha? That means, you know, Kodesh, Kodesh, and Baruch Hashem, and Koimai. Shenemar, how do you know that Yochid cannot say Kedusha? Because it says, V'niktashti v'soich b'nei Yisrael. It says, they say Kedusha, v'soich b'nei Yisrael. We'll see in a second, v'soich b'nei Yisrael means a minion. Kol dovish v'kedusha lo yepokos v'asara. Any dovish v'kedusha needs 10 people. My mashma, how do you know that v'soich b'nei Yisrael means 10 people? The Tani Rav Eno, Yachud, the Rav Chia, Ba'aba, Asya, Toich, Toich. We make Xerishava Toich Toich. Ksiv Hacha Mekdashi Vesoich Bnei Yisrael. Ksiv Hasam Hibadalu Mitoich Aida Hazois, which is talking about the Meraglim. It was talking about the Meraglim, I think. They're talking about, the Meraglim. So we learn at Toich Toich that it means Asara, means a minion. Malhan Asara, Afkan Asara. So we're saying that you need Kedusha Vesoich Asara, and therefore you can't say Kedusha V'yachid. So that's the halacha. You can't be davening Shemini Esrei, and that's what we're passing. You can't daven Shemini Esrei if you're going to miss Kedusha and Moedim. With the Kuli Amias, Mifsik LePasik. Everyone agrees you can't be Mafsik in the middle of Shemini Esrei for Kedusha. So there's a big Taisus over here that handles a different thing. That he brings down that the Rashi says, let's say you are in the middle of davening Shemini Esrei and you get up to and they hear Kedusha, you should be quiet and listen to the Chaz and say, Kaddish u Kedusha. That's what he says. And the Shoinim there say, they don't understand. If it's Shemei Ka'ina, so then you're talking Mel Shemei Esrei. If it's not Shemei Ka'ina, what's the point? So it says, V'ritam v'ri'a imrim da'ad rabbi, Yishemei Ka'ina, havav soka, im shoysik. But he said, the end off, the V'ritam v'ri'a komokon, nogu om lishtoik v'lishmaya v'godol ha'minig. The minig is a gaval de gazach. That's what Taisa speaks out, and that's why that is the minig, that is halacha. You shouldn't do this, but if it happens, if you thought you'll finish before and it didn't work out, you should be quiet and listen to Shemini Esrei. And Taisa also speaks out, the bottom Taisa, that someone who's davening Shemini Esrei and he reaches Kedusha at the same time, he should say Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur. He says Nekadesh, V'chol Kedusha, Mishalim, and you can answer everything. So that's the best Eitz also, if someone's late, to start Shemini Esrei with the shots, because then he could do Moedim and he could do Kedusha, and that won't be a problem. Say if he's very quick, he could start off and say Kedusha and then finish Shemini Esrei before they get up to Moedim. And really, it's before even Shemei Tefila should get up to. But if you're davening like a mensch, so you could daven Shemei Tefila and Moedim with the shots and daven the whole Shemini Esrei with the shots. What? If shots are slow, then you can finish before Moedim. That's not, it's okay. If the shots are slow, then you can finish before Moedim, before Shemei Tefila, really. Zogt Gemara weiter. The Gemara said it can't be mafsik. It means you cannot say kedusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. We spoke out that Rashi and Sukkah that Tosfos talks about if you could be quiet and listen to Shemoneh Esrei, but the Tosfos says it's not good. It doesn't make sense. But Tosfos says ma'aseh gadol haminin. Ebayelu. What? There is a din you could bend down. You could bend down. You should do that. That's how it speaks out in the beginning. That Megillah Moedim and Shir Tzibrich Moedim, you should also be Meshtacheve, but still not the best thing, not the Eitzah, because the Eitzah is the same Moedim with the Tzibah.
You don't say Shmeikah
in a
bit.
What?
You don't say the din of Shmeikah in a bit Moedim.
No, you would maybe if you're Rashi, but that's not the Chatilah. The Chatilah is the same Moedim for real, the same Moedim.
You think you're middle Shmeikah, you
can't. If you can't, then you should bow down. Besides the end of the Bracha. What?
Should you be quiet?
Doesn't bring that down, no. Because there, you're not missing the aniyah, you're not missing the moedim there, you're just missing the imatzibur, so bearing down would be enough. Grah, Tosfos says a tzad that it meant moedim darabonim. And Tosfos says, ma'aseh no, moedim darabonim, he says, no makar. So therefore, there was not a problem. Abarlu, ma'al hafsik heishmei gadol mevairach. What about, milos rasay, could you say heishmei rabba? You milos rasay, up to this rabbi, lies heishmei rabba? So could you also rav dimi, Omar Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Tamid Rav Yechon Amri, L'chol Eim Afsikim, you cannot be mafsik anything, Chutz Mi Yehei Shmei Agad Mavarach, that you could be mafsik in the middle of Shemana Esrei, for Yehei Shmei Rabba. Shafilu Oisik in Maisim Akava, Paisik, because even if you're middle of Maisim Akava, it seems like that's the biggest thing in one of Shemana Esrei, you're middle learning Yecheskel, the Maisim Akava, Paisik, you stop for Yehei Shmei Rabba. But the Gemara, but less Hilchos Hakavah say we don't pass on that. That's Halacha Lamaisa. We do not paskin that you can say Yehei Shmei Rabba Middle Shmoneh Esrei. So the Gemara writes, we're going back to our Mishnah, and our Mishnah it said about Keri who is not allowed to be Oisik B'Torah, not allowed to make brachas. What does he do? He's Mahara the brachas. Then, but the Mishnah, the Mahara Kriyishma is Mahara Birchas Hamazon. The other brachas before and after, which is only the Rabbanon, he's not even Mahara that. And since Rabbi Huda says, Mevorech Lefneim V'Acharei, Pashpshan Rabbi Huda means that he makes the brachas before and after. It sounds like Rabbi Huda argues on the whole din that a Balkari can't say brachas or can't learn Torah. Right, the Gemara, Lameimra, the Kesav Rabbi Huda, Balkari Mutta B'Divrei Torah. Are you telling me that Rabbi Huda holds Balkari is Mutta B'Divrei Torah? Va'om Rabbi Shu Malevi, that is a Makarmen HaTorah. Menayin, Lebalkari is also B'Divrei Torah. How do you know Balkari is also B'Divrei Torah? Shanaim, it says in the Pasuk, Vaydatem Levanecha, Vaymanecha, Vesomach Le, and we make a smichas to the Pasuk. And we learn out Torah from Har Sinai, Malahalom Bali Karen Asurim, just like dear Bali Karen Asur, Afkan Bali Karen Asurim. Here also Bali Karen Asur and Torah. So the kash is, how could Rabbi Yehuda argue on a deraisa? How could argue on a deraisa? So first of all, the little kash here, that pash is in one of Abba Kama's voice, it's at the Konetz Ezra. It's not a deraisa. So it's Machakis Shainim Taka, how I learned the Gemara. According to the Ritva, he learns Taka Asmachta, and the Kasha is how could he argue on Takanas, that what does it do with Takanas Ezra, what does it do with the Asmachta, that's the Kasha. And others learn it's Taka Kasha, what does it do with the Pasuk, Luchar, Pashas, it sounds like it's the Raisa. But either way, the Kasha is that what does it do with the Psukim? The Psukim say clearly that there's an Issa Balkari, what does it do with that? The Chid Tamer, Rabbi Huda Loidar Shmuchim, maybe Rabbi Huda the Tana, that's the Tana of our Mishnah, doesn't Darish and Shmuchim at all. Then here it's a smuchim. We're making a smichis of Torah to Har Sinai. Zok the Gemara. This pasuk is in Aschanon. Zok the Gemara. No, chitem hu deloy dar shmuchim. Amar Rav Yisrael filo man deloy dar shmuchim b'chol Torah. Even the man the Yama holds is no. We don't dash in smuchim in the whole Torah, but Mishnah Torah and Sefer Devarim we do darshan darish. Why? The Rabbi Huda loy darash shmuchim b'chol Torah kula, and still you find a Mishnah Torah darash. You find Rabbi Huda himself. He's not darash shmuchim the whole Torah, but in Sefer Devarim he does darash in shmuchim. And the Gemara shows you b'chol Torah kula v'nolan loy darash. How do you know in b'chol Torah kula he doesn't darash in shmuchim? Tanya went to the Braisa. Ben Azay Omer Nemar Mechashefa loy sechaya. Says in the pasuk that a Mechashefa loy sechaya. She's chayav misa. Someone does kishav chayav misa. V'nema kol sheichiv v'mehem ma'isumas. It says in different pasuk that anyone sheichiv in v'mehem so ma'isumas. And there's a smichas to psukim parashim shvatim. Some chayinian lo eloimar ma sheichiv v'mehem beskila. Just like a sheichiv v'mehem is beskila, we know that's beskila from Gzeres Shavav Taroigu from Mesis, that it's beskila. And so smichas teaches us av machsheifo nami beskila. That's what the Tanakam ben Azai says. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, v'chim pnei she'somchu in yaloi no'itzi le'azel skila. Skila is the most chamadiga misa. Because you have a smichas and you give him skila, that's not enough of a reason. Yehuda says, no, we don't darshan smichas in Parash Mishpatim. Aye, how do you know mechashefa gets skila? Ela oiv v'yedoni v'chal kol mechashefa n'ayu. Oiv v'yedoni v'chal all kishef machas. Why did it go have a special pasuk for Ovi Adoni? Lahakish lahem. V'loimalachan teach us. Ma Ovi Adoni beskila. Just like Ovi Adoni is beskila, like it says in the first in the pasuk, be'evan yirgamu oisam demayim bam. So why did it go out to teach us on the whole klal? There's a klal in the Torah. A lima, you know, one of the yirgamu midas is something that's yotzim in a klal. Lamin a klal kula yotza. So here, Ovi Adoni was specified to teach us that all machshefas are beskila. Loimalach ma Ovi Adoni beskila have machshefas beskila. So there you see in this price, who does not darshan smichas and parshan spotim. Still, over Mishnah Torah, and all the darish, how do you know he darshan Mishnah Torah? The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, even though someone's not allowed to marry his father's wife, he can't marry, even if it's not his mother, he cannot marry his father's wife, but noisi al tabanushas aviv and futas aviv. If his father was ma'anis someone, or mafata or isha, he is allowed to marry that isha, or anusas benoy and futas benoy, they're allowed to marry. And the reason is that's not called a wife. And that's why it's not called Eishas Aviv or Eishas Benoy. It's not called a wife, and therefore you're allowed to marry that person, that Isha. Rehuda Oyser Anushas Aviv and Mufutas Aviv. Rehuda holds that the Anushas Aviv, a woman whose father was Ma'anes or Mafata, you are not allowed to marry that woman. Oyser Anushas Aviv and Mufutas Aviv. V'om Rav Gilom Rav, my time with Rav Gilom. What's the reason for Rav Gilom? The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Lo Yikach Ish as Eishas Aviv, Lo Yigal Knaf Aviv. So Eishas Aviv means the wife of his father. What's Knaf Aviv? So Rabbi Yehuda learns Knaf Shara Aviv. The Knaf Shara Aviv he's not allowed to marry. Lo Yigal. Umay the Anushas Aviv. How do you know that's Anushas Aviv? Because the Smichas, the Samach Levin, Nosana Eishas Shoichev Ima, which is talking about Oinus of Mephata, is right near the parasha. So you see Rabbi Yehuda Darshan, since Oinus of Mephata is next to the Pasuk, that teaches us that a person's also in his father's Mephoto or Anushas Aviv. So you see, Darshan's Mishnah Torah. So the question is, by datim levanech levanech, the teacher asked about carries also the Torah. So why? What's from Rav Yehuda? So Gemara Amri in Mishnah Torah Darsh. He does Darshan Smuchim, but how he Smuchim? By either the Rav Shmuel Levi, he makes a different drasha from the Smuchim. The Amr Rav Shmuel Levi, come a lamed levanoy Torah. Anyone teaches his son Torah, Maila alav akosav kiilu kibla mahacharev. It's kiilu is makabel a Torah from Hasina, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema veidatim levanecha levanecha v'ksiv asrei. After what it says, Yoyim Hashem mat levanecha Hashem v'fnei Hashem v'kecha v'chayiv. And we learn from here that someone who's makab, who learned, teaches Torah to his son and his grandson, then it's ki'ilu is makabal Torah mehar chayiv. And that's what he does with the smichas apsukim. There's not darish in anything about Baal Kari. So we're not finished with Rav Yehuda. We have to go back to see what Rav Yehuda holds. Tanan. There's a Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, Zov Shara Akari. We know now a Balkari is Osir in Tevir Torah. What happens if he's a Zov? Now a Zov, mikvah is not going to help. He needs 7 days before he could go to the mikvah. But he wants to learn Torah today. So could the tefillah for Kari work even though he's still a Zov? So Zok Tanakam, a Zov Shara Akari. A Zov, he was Zov then he saw Akari. Or Nida Shepletas Shechazara. Or it's an Isha wants to learn Torah and make brachas. And she was Anida, who was Paleta Shechazara. She was Mishamish with her husband before she became Anida. And now she's Paleta Shechazara, and she's Anida. So she can't matar herself completely, because she needs 7 days. Or I'm a Shemeshish Rosh Adam. Or she's Mishamishish, and she saw Adam afterwards. All these cases, Tzricha Tvila, they need Tvila for Kari, and they can be Tvila for Kari, and learn Torah. Even though they're not completely purified, because still a Zav or Nida, but still the Gavi Keri, which was the Takana of Israel from Sukkim, that they could Tevil and learn Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. Yehuda says, no, you don't have to be Tevil. Smash me over here. Adkan loy Poiter Rabbi Yehuda el Bezav Shara Keri. Only Bezav Shara Keri, the Mekar Lav Bar Tfilahu. Only because here you have this other Tumah also, does Rabbi Yehuda say you don't have to be Tevil. Al Valkari grade the Mechayiv. It's Master Yehuda, like Valkari himself, he is a Mechayiv Tevilah. Ah, you'll tell me no, it's not true. V'chitem, who then the Tevil Valkari grade than I part of Yehuda? Yehuda says no, Valkari never has to be Tevil. Ah, what's going on in this Mishnah? V'haydeka mifugi v'zov shirah kari. You know why the Mishnah said a case, when it brought down Rabbi Yehuda, it said a case of zov shirah kari, only dichach the Rabbanon. to teach us the koyach of the Rabbanon, that even if you have both tumas together, still tefillah will work. But no, that can't be true. Why not? Because Eima Seifa. The third case is Mishra is Hamashameshas V'Ras Adam Shricha Tvila. Someone's Mashameshas means she became Chayiv in Tvila's Balkari first and then she saw Adam. Shricha Tvila. Tarakama says Shricha Tvila. Laman Ketonile. Who is that going according to? Who is that a Chiddush for? Even Leim L'Rabbanon. If it's according to Rabbanon, Pshita, it's posture that she has to be Tvila. Why? Hashta Ma Zov Shura Keri. Ma'adach someone who's first a Zov. And then saw Kerry, the Mikar Lav Bar Tfilahu. He never was a Bar Tfila to make himself tar. Because he started off as a Zav. Still, Mechayv Rabbanon, to be Tavil for Kerry, Hamashameshas, who became Chayev for Tfila. Then Ras Adam, the Mikar Bas Tfilahu, in the beginning she was a Bas Tfila, Lekol Shagain. So that can't be a Chayev for Rabbanon. Once you tell me Zav Shara Kerry needs Tfila and Tfila works, of course Hamashameshas for Ras Adam needs Tfila. It wouldn't be a Chiddush. Elolav, it's Rabbi Yehuda. It's a chiddush for Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds, even then, when you're chayv tefillah already, still you're not mechayv in tefillah, because since she became an Ida, it's not going to work out, so she doesn't have to be tevil. V'dafka k'toni lo. And it's mashma, dafka this case, m'shameshes v'ros anida in shricha tefillah. Av v'akeri greida, if she or he is a v'akeri alone, mechayv tefillah. So we see from here, the kasha is, that for Rabbi Yehuda, there is a chiv tefila for Keri. It's only in specific cases where she or he is not going to be able to purify himself completely. That is when we say you don't need a tefila, tefila sval Keri. But smash, you do need a tefila. So it's a stickle steer to our Mishnah. So the Gemara, no. Loi teima mevarech. Our Mishnah, when it says mevarech lefunev l'achra, it doesn't mean mevarech, ela mahara. It means taka hir. And you can't say it out in your mouth. You have to mahara. And the machlekes Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is the achi of her even on the drabbanons, the brachas before, brachas afterwards. But avad even according to Yehuda, you have to be maharer, and you can't talk. That's what at this point says that really Balkari is aser in Torah and aser in brachas. But here you could be maharer, and he holds you have to maharer even the drabbanons. And the Gemara to go further and still stick to the point that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Balkari can't learn Torah and say brachas, but he'll have a different mahalach why he's allowed to say brachas in this case and say kriyashma in this case.